Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Kajaria Ceramics Quarter 2 Financial Year 26 Earnings Conference Call hosted by Investec Capital Services India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ritesh Shah, Joint Head of Research and Analyst Materials from Investec Capital Services. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Samarth. Hi, everyone. Good evening, and thanks for joining. We have with us senior management of Kajaria Ceramics, including Mr. Ashok Kajaria, Chairman, Mr. Chetan Kajaria, Vice Chairman, Mr. Rishi Kajaria, Managing Director, Mr. Sanjeev Aggarwal, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Praveen Gupta, DVP Finance. I would request Ashokji to start with the initial remarks, post which we'll have a Q&A session. Over to you, Ashokji. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Ritesh. Good evening, everyone. It gives me great pleasure to welcome you to the Quarter 2 F26 Earnings Conference Call of Kajaria Ceramics Limited. Joining me on this conference call is the senior management team of Kajaria Ceramics. In Quarter 2 F26, our consolidated revenue stood at 1,186 crores, a marginal growth of 1% year-to-year compared to the corresponding period last year, mainly due to low growth in tiles volume and absence of ply sales due to the closure of this division. During the last two quarters, market remained soft. Our sales growth was minimalistic, yet the company achieved a good operating margin and healthy cash flow, underscoring its operational strength and financial discipline. As you are aware, the company is currently undergoing a transformative journey focused on cost optimization, capital prudence, and a strategic sales reset. This transformation is intended to build a leaner, more agile, and road-ready organization that is both responsive and customer-centric. While the process is gradual and better sales growth will take some time to materialize, we remain confident of achieving it in the coming quarters. Sales optimization and productivity will begin to accrue across the remaining dealers, where unification became fully active over the next few quarters. The short-term adjustments, which are part of this process, are strategic steps that will result in higher efficiency, operational consistency, and a stronger market presence. Kajaria today is set to operate on three fundamental pillars: one, delivering above-industry growth rate; two, superior operating margin; and third, higher free cash flow, high free cash flow generation. With Kajaria 2.0, we enter a new chapter of bold transformation, fresh thinking, and renewed energy, led by both Chetan and Rishi, who have been recently elevated as Vice Chairman and Managing Director, respectively. I am confident that Kajaria's future rests in capable and visionary hands. Their new roles reflect our continued commitment to strategic growth and leadership excellence, and will result in creating sustained value for all our stakeholders, be it our customers, our dealers, our employees, and our shareholders. Now, for this quarter segment-wise financial performance, tile segment remained flattish year-to-year at rupees 1,051 crores compared to rupees 1,054 crores in Quarter 2 F25. Bathware segment registered a 14% growth in revenue, reaching 102 crores compared to 90 crores in Quarter 2 F25. Revenue from the adhesive grew to 32 crores in Quarter 2 F26 as compared to rupees 18 crores in Quarter 2 F25. EBITDA further improved in Quarter 2 F26 to 17.94%, plus 122 basis points sequentially, and plus 447 basis points year-to-year. PAT for the quarter grew by 58% to rupees 133 crores in Quarter 2 F26 as compared to rupees 84 crores in Quarter 2 F25. As of 30th September 2025, the working capital days reduced by 2 days to 56 days compared to 58 days on 30th of June 2025. With this, I take this opportunity of thanking you for joining us today. Over to moderator, please. Thank you.
Hi, Samarth, are you there?
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Keshav Bijayaratan Lahoti from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Congratulations on strong set of margin, multi-quarter high margin. Want to understand on cost. Maybe you have alluded you are doing cost rationalization. Want to understand more how the progress has been in this quarter, possibly if you can speak some line, item by line, and what sort of more reduction is possible in upcoming quarters. And how long will this journey go on? As you highlighted multiple quarter, will this journey get over in FY26-27?
So in terms of cost reduction, we have taken significant steps. For example, re-engineering of the packing boxes across all our plants across the country, which has resulted in substantial saving of 30-35 crores on an annual basis. Plus, we've also worked on reducing a purchase price and outsourcing of tiles or ceramic and polish vitrified. Removed a lot of people, around 250 people. So a lot of work has gone behind the scenes to rationalize the cost, which you have seen in the results.
Got it. So whatever is there is done, or possibly more sort of reduction is possible on employee cost or other fixed line expense line items.
Some more savings will accrue as we go along, and it will happen as we go quarter by quarter. Some savings might happen as we go forward.
So line item is like the saving will accrue in raw material, saving will accrue in purchase of finished goods, saving will accrue in salary wages, and saving will accrue in administrative overhead.
Got it. So what would be the margin of the company once all these savings are done, and by when this will be done?
We can't say about the margin, but as we said in the previous communications that we have started the cost optimization journey, and some portion we have covered in the first and second quarter, and every quarter the journey will remain. Like in the next 2-3 quarters, there will be more savings. But we cannot quantify the margin number.
No, I get it, because you are in a cost reduction at times, you also don't know, but it's already 2 quarters. You might have some sense, matlab, at least maybe a broader range, what sort of cost saving is still possible. Maybe a broader range would be helpful. 100 bits, 200, 300 bits, more cost saving as a percentage of sales, what that number would be?
I think it's difficult to quantify right now, but you are seeing the difference from first quarter. We had a margin of 16.74, which has increased to 17.94. So going forward, I think it should be a little better only from here. But we can't quantify any numbers in any basis points.
Got it. Understood. Thank you. I'll come back to you.
The next question is from the line of Shaleen Kumar from UBS Securities, India. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Prashabji. Rishi, Ketan, and Sanjeevji. Just checking in my audible because I'm in a road, so just checking in my audible.
Do you hear me?
Line
clear, Shaleen?
Rishi, the line is not clear, so can...
Okay, sure. So, to begin with, can... some initial feedback from, let's say, distributors, you know, it's been a few months of this unification. Any feedback that you can share, how's the feedback from the distributor on the influencers, customer set, any both on the positive or negative side, if you can share something, or any challenges that you've been facing on positive side, that would be great.
So we'll start individually. From the distributor point of view, they're very, very happy. So earlier, what used to happen was three people used to go to a single dealer, and now we have reduced that to one, and if it's a very, very big dealer, maybe two. But overall, they are very happy that they don't have to answer to so many people. Coming to architects, influencers, we were never there. We never serviced them. So recently, about a month back, we started making a team, and we already have about 18-20 people who are on board, and we're going to further strengthen the team. Their job is only to go and meet influencers, architects, interior designers, and talk about Kajaria, Kerovit, Grace Bond, whatever products we are offering. So also, I think another change what we have done is we have kept a consultant now, a management consultant who is guiding us how to increase the market share of our company. I'll just give you a very small example that in our tailwind, a lot of dealers were there who were not performing. So that when we assess the data in a very open mind, we got a lot of information that where some dealers need to close, some white spaces are there where the dealers have to be made. So the consultant is going to structure the entire thing for us, how we can penetrate further into the market and increase our market share.
Got it. Got it. And anything we are doing also on the sales incentive structure, etc., towards to drive the push of our product?
Yes. Yes. So that is also completely changed. Earlier, because there were three verticals, we had very different systems. Now, everything is volume and growth linked, that only if you reach a certain growth percentage, only then the incentive gets applicable.
Sure. Sure.
And the more you sell, the more you get more. So there should be a carrot and a stick.
Okay. Got it. We understand on not just talking on the growth side, we understand that this time we had a heavy rain in 2Q. But do you see any changes coming back in October, any uptick, green shoots in terms of the growth in October, or too early to say?
It's too early to say because it's the Diwali time also. But we are pretty hopeful this quarter, October to December, we should have some volume growth. The exact number we would not like to say, but we should definitely have some volume growth this quarter.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Nuvama.
Congratulations on great margins. Just a couple of questions from my end. While you spoke about employee expenses coming down further and other expenses also coming down, what I wanted to understand is power and fuel cost too is down this particular quarter. What could be the reasons here for savings? Is it an industry-led phenomenon?
Power and fuel.
Power and fuel is lower. Power and fuel remains the same.
Power and fuel is lower because of the lower production, Sneha.
That is what.
Production is lower by 4%. Same is the foreign.
Cost is the same.
Understood, sir. In any numbers that we can get, how much further reduction can we get? I know the previous participant has already asked this, but maybe in terms of raw material expenses also, while you were saying there could be some savings there also, and how are those savings coming up in raw materials?
So Sneha, work is on continuously. We can't quantify the exact savings as of now, but we're constantly working on the raw materials also, wherever we can save cost at the factory level.
But a lot of the work has already been done also, Sneha, and you can see that is the positive numbers also. So a lot of impact has started.
Like even in this month, we did some reasonably good saving in certain materials, so which will be reflected in Q3 and Q4.
This, as my understanding, is not an industry phenomenon like raw material prices pulling down. It is your efforts where you are trying to maybe reach with your guys in terms of supplying and all of those things.
Correct. Correct.
You're absolutely right. So with unification of sales, We are also unified our purchases and utilizing our power of volumes for better negotiations.
Understood. Lastly, you, while you mentioned that, you know, you formed a team for architects, you also had formed a team for catering to projects. You know, you were also...
See, projects, the big builders, we were always tapping. The big projects were always, we were looking at. This is a new segment which was not there with Kajaria, where meeting architects and interior designers. And with that, we also have some people who are there also want to tap the government projects.
Right, but we had increased some focus on projects, if I'm not wrong. We did speak about it in last quarter, you know, this thing also on call. So just wanted to understand, you know, are projects really doing better than the retail segment, and what is our percentage share, and what is the percentage share we look at it in terms of, you know, 3 years, 5 years down the line?
See, our current percentage should be about 70% retail, 30% projects. But we have to work on all the fronts, whether it is the dealer network or the project network, to look at volumes. So difficult to project what will be the volume, what will be the ratio going forward. But what we had mentioned last time as well, that we are more seriously working on the dealer segment. We are always very, very strong. Project segment, we are putting more emphasis and more pressure on that, so that we can get more volumes there.
All the best, team.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sajal Gupta from FE Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, good evening, Rishabh. Congratulations for such a strong performance. And it's been a performance that to Diwali showing the numbers. I think, from the information which I'm getting from the dealers at the ground level, that in business and overhauling the business, which has resulted in a lot of...
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. You're not audible, sir. Mr. Sagar Jupta. Yeah, it is loud and clear now.
No, I'm saying at the ground level, what I've checked with the dealers are that there's a lot of reinventing of the businesses is happening, and overhauling of the business operations, which has resulted in a lot of cost saving. And plus the charge you have given to the younger generation, Chetan and Rishi, to run the business is an excellent, I think, excellent move by you. And I must congratulate both Chetan and Rishi to coming on board and doing such an excellent job. So my question out here is, you know, with this such a strong performance, obviously the other people have also asked this question, growth is missing. When do you start seeing the growth? And what levels of growth can actually come? And my second question to you would be, you know, during the COVID time, if I'm not wrong, the company had reported a 20% EBITDA margin. How far are we from achieving a 20% EBITDA margin from here?
So, two questions you asked regarding the volume growth, as already said by Chetan and Rishi just now, with this transition of hiring a management consultant also, we are doing a lot of work on the ground level as to identify which are non-performing dealers, which areas we are not there. So I think that will add value. Plus an architect team has been installed, which was literally not there in Kajaria because there were three divisions working independent of each other. Now with this unification, that is going to help, number one. So volume growth has to come, no questions about it. And as far as the margins are concerned, I think we are on a positive side. Already they have said that we, you know, what was first quarter, second quarter is 17.94%. If the volume growth also comes, which it has to, we should look as a positive figure for the oncoming third and fourth quarter.
Just about the margin, what sir has said, in COVID area, the margin which we got in a particular quarter, that was a result of a significant fall in the fuel price. That was one of things, but sustainably our margin trajectory was around 14 to 15 to 16%. So we have moved into a new orbit of margin. But when we will reach 20% or 21%, because even that 20% is not comparable with this margin, because this margin is based on the overall cost optimization. We are working on all areas of cost. That's a much, quality-wise, it's a much superior margin, if you ask me. than that 21% margin in that COVID area, because that was a result of a particular commodity which went down and significantly up our margin. That margin was not sustainable, but this margin is definitely sustainable, and as we move towards our cost optimization journey, there could be some improvement further to this margin.
That is remarkable. It's that margins are sustainable, and you are talking of a higher margin from the 14-15% margin originally which the company used to run. It's commendable, and that too, and with the volume growth, I'm sure the company is going to do very, very well. I think you have answered most of my questions. Thank you so much, and wish you all the good luck for future. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sagar Jagtap from Marine Research. Please go ahead.
Hello. I am audible?
Yes,
you are audible.
Good evening. Thanks for opportunity. Government projects had last year at 10% volume. So this year I just wanted, how do we see the numbers going forward here?
So as we said, our retail to projects mix is roughly 70-30%. And that 30% includes both private and government projects and builders. So it's very difficult to quantify how the ratio of government and projects with private builders will keep on changing within that mix. But as we said, we are more focused and aggressive on getting more project volumes also as we keep on going forward.
And next, how is pricing in Morbi versus branded segment evolving this quarter?
Pricing gap between Morbi and Kajaria is about 20%, and that remains.
Okay. And sir, other expenses side, advertisement expenses first quarter, an increase in quarter on quarter and full year spending of advertisement.
But actually the advertising expenses have come down. If we see the...
It has come down in this quarter and half year as compared to the previous one. But in the next few quarters, it may go up.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raman KV from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for allowing me to ask the question. I have two questions. One is, as everybody were asking margin, so you said you there were some initiatives which led to one of them was re-engineering the packaging across all your factories, which led to 35 crores of annual savings. So, but when I look at this quarter, on quarter-on-quarter, sequential quarter basis, there has been 30 crores of additional EBITDA. And when we compare it on YOY basis, there is an excess of around 70 crores of additional EBITDA despite the revenue being flattish. So I just want to understand in brief, how are we be able to optimize the cost? At the same time, what's the company's restructuring policy with respect to the employee cost? Because I have seen that during this quarter, the employee cost has come down a lot.
It has not come down a lot, but as we move around, it will not go up. There could be slightly saving in the employees that we have not given increment in this year. And some people may be relieved, may go. And we are not intending to hire any fresh people. So with the growth of sales, the percentage of employee cost of sale will go down. One. And what was the other question? Yes, EBITDA.
I just want you to understand the triggers which will make the 17% margin to a 22% margin.
You are comparing previous year margin with this time, the cost saving. So last year there were some losses due to the fly venture also, which are not there.
Fly in London.
Yeah, fly and London. London.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Did you get that answer?
Yeah. Sir, and my second question is with respect to volume. Can we expect the volumes? What are you expecting the volume in H2? And going forward, are we expecting volumes to come back?
So as said earlier, we cannot give you the exact number what we're expecting in H2, but yes, we'll definitely see some volume growth from here on. In H2, we definitely did. So H1 was, we had zero volume growth. H2 will definitely have some good volume growth.
See, why we didn't get the volume in the first two quarters, there are two reasons. One, the market was soft. Another, we were busy in the unification, and when you change a process which was there in a company prevalent for so many number of years, so there is some adjustment happened, as said by the chairman in his speech, if you have noted. So some sales we must have lost because of the change in the system. We have changed the change in the teams. The reporting is, I mean, there is a change in reporting, some dealers, some destocking, some restocking. So some blame may go towards that also. So we believe the market improving, and as we move towards unification, three, as the benefit of hiring a consultant will also give some fruit. So combination of all three factors will definitely lead to some volume growth.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sajal Kapoor from Antifragile Thinking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks. Ashok, it's uncommon to see the promoter directors voluntarily foregoing salaries in a fiscal year, and that's obviously commitment. The question is, how does the management now ensure that the best-in-class and capability employees are, quote-unquote, "ring-fenced" amid this internal restructuring, as typically low-quality employees who are forced to leave, but the high-quality ones may voluntarily resign and they move on, right? So how do we make sure that the resultant organization is stronger, actually?
That's what we are trying to do. See, that's what the goal is, to make the organization leaner and more effective. And the management not taking a salary was a bold decision, let me tell you that, after a lot of deliberation, because two reasons. One, we didn't give any increment to our people this time. So as a management, we said, "Let's let the company become stronger." So that's point number one. Point number two, the whole effort is to make it as lean and clean as possible, effective but lean and clean. So that's what we are trying to do, and it's working. It's working in the right direction.
No, that is for sure, Ashok. My question is, how do we convince good employees that they have a bright future ahead?
We don't have to convince.
So there is no, first of all, there is no relation of.
We don't have to convince. We are doing our job, and those people who are there, they have been there for 20 years or 25 years, so they know where things lie, number one. Number two, basically, a lot of people, extra people came in because of the three divisions working. So we are doing only rationalizing and making sure that this unification works and right people stay, which is happening already. We don't have to make sure it is happening.
And I will add one more thing. It is not that we are letting the people go. We are hiring fresh talent also. So it is a churning of manpower. We have hired good professionals in the last two quarters, and we will continuously be hiring in different divisions. I cannot tell you what division, what rank, and all, but the mind is very clear. That we will be hiring good professionals as well, because we have to work on systems. We have to work on IT. We have to work on HR. Everywhere, we have to work on all systems. We have to revisit. So for that, we will be needing good talent, and we are not shying away in hiring good talent and paying good to them.
No, absolutely. I think that's reassuring. And I think with a leaner and fitter organization, all we need is a demand recovery, which none of us can predict or control. But at the moment it comes, the earnings should be speaking for themselves. Thank you. Thank you so much. That's all I had.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Onkar Ghugardare from Shree Investments.
So the increase in the dividend payout is linked to the performance or increase in the margin, this is sustainable or this is a one-off phenomena you have done?
So it's not one-off, it is a dividend. We have paid as per the dividend policy. We have a dividend policy to pay between 40 to 50% of our earnings. So we have, this is not for the first time we have paid, we have been paying for the last 3-4 years.
It's just the increase in the dividend payout, that's what I'm asking. I know you have been paying interim dividends for the last 3-4 years.
So interim we have increased a bit as compared to the last 2 years, but overall dividend will remain within the policy unless the board changes the policy.
Okay, and you have mentioned that the demand is soft in the first 2 quarters. Actually, if you see, for the last 3-4 years, maybe 4-5%, 6-7%, some years 7-8%, 8-10%, but it hasn't been much. So, I mean, what has been the major contribution to demand not being there for the last 3-4 years when the sales of real estate companies are growing? I mean, there is a lag effect, but how much lag effect?
There was a slowness in the demand in 3-4 years, and we didn't grow the way we have been growing prior to that. But this time, it is not, because of the unification, because of the correction of our system, we will not be, see, in the prior to the, this 4-5 years, we have been growing in good double digits. So we have been taking market share, and even in the era where we have grown 4-5%, we have taken the market share because industry had not grown at that percentage even in those years. So as we said in our reply to the earlier question, three things will happen. One, the market may improve, which will help. Two, we will continue to take market share because of the change in our marketing policies, the unification majorly. Three, as we are thinking freshly, we are hiring the consultant, we are revisiting our, where the white spaces are there in our dealer management system, dealer system, everything we are revisiting, so that will also help in getting good volume.
Secondly, so, as you are aware, just 1 minute, as you are aware, second quarter, lot of rain, floods have been there in the entire northern belt. So, jo damage hona tha, wahi construction hoga. So, at the end of the day, the construction will also happen in quarter 3 onwards. So, automatically, demand will revive. Because second quarter has been very bad for the entire northern India and part of eastern India because of floods. So, automatically, the demand will arise in all sectors.
So, how soon you are expecting the demand to come back?
Start from this with quarter itself.
With all the efforts you are putting in, you are saying that it should be visible from this quarter itself.
Absolutely correct.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pulkit Patni from GS. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for taking my question. And I mean, enough has been said about how the management has actually put in the best effort to cut costs. I think the one question which we are all grappling with is, what is actually happening to demand, sir? Like, in your view, your experience of doing this business for more than 2-3 decades, why is it that for the last 3 years, demand is so sedate? What do you think needs to change for demand to come back? And as a management, while you're doing all the right things to cut costs, but I don't see that optimism in terms of demand, given that, you know, a lot of the initiatives you are doing are quite permanent in terms of cost cutting. So just help us educate a little bit more on what do you think is happening to demand, of tiles in India?
I think a lot of answers have been given and you are missing a few points. Point number one, there is a unification which has been done by Kajaria. You see what has happened, as you are aware, last 2 years, there was a commonality in products between ceramic and glaze vitrified division. As a result, what we decided that starting from this financial year, we'll do unification, number one. Number two, with this unification, a lot of corrections have to be made, as said earlier by Rishi, for a dealer, till 31st of March, 3 people were wasting. Now 1 people are wasting from Kajaria. So efficiency of the dealer, efficiency of Kajaria also improved. Third, demand has to come. not be there. If it is there in other industry, demand has to come. As we all know, demand has been sluggish for all kinds of building materials. When you say it has not been, I disagree with you, because the results of all other related companies of building materials are also saying that demand has been sluggish. But things have to improve with all this happening. A lot of corrections have been made by this government by cutting off reduction in GST in many areas, creating demand in the economy by putting in money in the system, so demand has to come. And what we are doing as management, as said earlier by Chetan and Rishi, I think this kind of effort by hiring a management to, you know, identify where the dealers are not performing, where Kajaria is not there, all this, the demand has to come. And as I said 2 minutes back to one of the questioners, that starting from this quarter, you will see the change in scenario. So let's accept, let's not talk negativity, let's look at positivity.
Also, we are making our organization ready. What we have also done in the last 6 months is we made our organization ready that any spurt in demand for the market will be the major gainer.
Sir, maybe I didn't put my question across correctly. No, I by no means meant that others are growing and you are not growing. I'm just trying to understand why in the last 3 years tiles as an industry, which is also building materials, not showing the kind of demand. Like, what do your dealers tell you? What's happening on the ground? Sir, I want to just improve my understanding rather than questioning what the company is doing, because I 100% appreciate that you are doing the right thing in the interest of the company. It's just why tile demand has been so weak, if you can throw a little bit more color on that particular aspect.
No, I answered that point. Not only tiles, all kind of material, building material except cement and steel, which go into the building industry, has been weak. Q ka answer we don't have right now. But you see, whatever. All of a sudden, you see demand coming in. With all the infrastructure government is doing, government has also slowed on infrastructure of late, but I think now things are pushing where they are only talking about infrastructure development and all that. Once that happens, demand has to come. So let's keep our thing on the mind that demand has to come, and we should look at a positive atmosphere from here onwards.
Sure, sir. We are all hoping for the same. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Ritesh Shah from Investec Capital Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, a couple of questions. First, sir, you did indicate that we have appointed a management consultant and the target is to enhance market share. Sir, can you highlight a few underlying variables that we look to target over here? I think you did touch upon incentives being rechecked. But anything specific on product, pricing, discounts, how should one look at it? Because we have the brand, we have the distribution, what incrementally, what next?
So couple of things. First, like the mapping the country state by state, seeing where the dealers are not, as the chairman said, where the dealers are not performing, where we are not there present, where the competitors are. So doing a deep analysis state by state of the country and identifying those areas where we can penetrate deeper and strengthen our distribution network. Plus also focusing where we can make more exclusive showrooms as we go along. Currently we have 450 exclusive showrooms of Kajaria of 1850 dealers. Our target is to increase that more in the next couple of years and get more exclusive distribution showrooms. So those are the efforts going on behind the scenes. Also thirdly, with the unification now happening, we're looking at making our policies uniform in terms of pricing, also the discount structure. So it becomes simplified for the dealer to understand all the verticals of the company when a guy goes to visit him and sells the product. So all these actions are happening behind the scenes as we go along. And also in terms of product, a lot of new products are launched. Also earlier, some dealers were not keeping those products, but now that cross-selling has happened, so now all dealers have access to the entire range of Kajaria.
Sure. Now this is helpful. Sir, my second question is on the distribution side. We had different store formats, Prima Plus, Eternity, Galaxy, Ambience, Grass Universe. Sir, what happens to that? Does it remain the same way, or are we giving the flexibility to the dealers to choose whatever brand they want to use? So that's why
the consultant is also coming to play. They are guiding us to see how we have to do the outside branding for the normal customer, for a regular customer. So all Prima Plus, Eternity World, all those terminology will go. There will be a common name, maybe like a Kajaria Galaxy or a Kajaria World or whatever. So that work is already going on. We just got this consultant recently. So maybe in the next 1 or 2 months, we'll have the entire plan ready.
And the last quarter, January to March, we get everything implemented.
Sure. This is helpful. Just a quick question on the export side. Ashokji, I think last quarter you had given a number of around 16,500 crores for FY25. And for FY26, we were looking at around 18,000 crores of exports at industry level. So how should we look at this? If the exports don't move up, is it something which worries us? How should we think about it?
So according to data which we've got, the last 6 months export has grown a little bit. So from last 6 months, they had April 24 to September 24, they had a volume of about 7,600 crores. April 25 to September 24, we have exported about 8,300 crores. So there's a marginal 10% increase, 9 to 10% increase. And this will continue looking at the situation in India.
Full year should be 18,000 crores.
Yeah.
Okay. I just joined back the queue. Thank you so much for the answers.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dia from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes, you're audible.
So I just wanted to ask if you were adding any new capacities. And if I heard you correctly, you said 20% EBITDA margins from Q3 or Q4?
No, we never gave you any figure like that. We have never specified any EBITDA margin.
We have always said there will be some cost optimization reduction, and how much it will result into EBITDA margin, we cannot say, because EBITDA is not a result of cost optimization. It's a combination of cost, selling price, gas price. So the other factors are not in our hand. So we have never guided for 20% EBITDA margin. We have always said that we are in the process of cost optimization, and every quarter there will be some improvement as far as our costs are concerned.
And your first question, we are not adding any capacity right now. The first focus is to run all our manufacturing plants to 100% capacity, and our current ratio is 25% outsourcing versus manufacturing. If the demand goes up, we'll immediately outsource from Gujarat and supplement that demand.
All right, sir. Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Keshav Bijaratan Lahoti from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So how much was the ad spend as a percentage of sale or absolute number for the H1, and what is the target for this year?
We spent roughly,
what was the question?
Ad spend.
Hello? How much was the ad spend for H1 of this year, and what is the target for this year?
I don't have the numbers ready, but this H1, the ad spend was lower than the last up here.
Okay. So as you highlighted, the ad spend is lower. So possibly the target is to lower it, or possibly maybe because of ad spend.
We intend to increase it in the second half. We intend to increase it in the second half. And the lower, the reason for the lower ad in the first half was also that we did not do this dealer bond which we used to do in Thailand.
Okay.
So we will now for 6 months, and we now next 6 months we will push the advertisement further.
Okay. So the reason I am asking this question, because I am trying to understand the margin. If the ad spend is lower, possibly how much lower it was in H1. Possibly once the ad spend will increase, it will have some dent on margin. I understand you have levers, you will rationalize more.
So
cost.
The margin improvement is very significant. So there could be some portion of ad saving a lower advertisement to this margin, but it's not very significant.
Got it. But the target is to continue with 3%, 3% of sale as an ad spend going forward.
It's not percentage. We were never spent in a percentage terms. See, we are the largest spender of ad in the whole industry. So it's absolute number. Even we do the same number, it's very, very fine. And number two, we are doing cost optimization in other area, we are doing the same in the advertisement. So optically the number may be less as far as the financials are concerned, but we are taking more value from the lower numbers. So we have negotiated with our advertisement vendors as well, and we have got good saving in that.
Understood. Got it. Tell me one thing, in H1 as your times revenue is flat, so any colors, how would be the project and retail, both would be flattish or something doing better?
Sorry, come again, the voice is not clear. In H1,
your tiles revenue growth is flat. So, can you possible to bifurcate in project and retail? Both has been flattish or something is doing better?
Both the ratios are maintained in the same level, approximately.
Understood. Got it. And sir, how is the Nepal? We can see there is a good ramp up in production in Nepal. What was the Nepal sales in this quarter and how is the margin profile looking now and what is the possibly the outlook for the same?
So we sold roughly 0.7 million square meters in quarter two, and you know there's a lot of turmoil also happening in that country, so we are just waiting and watching and trying to sell the capacity as we keep on going along.
Okay. How is the margin looking right now?
The margin is okay, but see, we have made some profit in Nepal, but I said in the last call also, because we have some inventory in the system which is beyond the norm, so we will not be very happy with that profit number. Our intent will be to liquidate the inventory, even the margin or the profit is less, and it's a very small venture, just a 5 million venture, and out of it 50% is the JV partner, 50% is ours. So just margin will not, this will not be any
impact
on the overall thing. And otherwise also we are, it's a JV, it's not part of EBITDA, it's just below the line.
Right, I understand that. So it is fair to assume Nepal won't be loss making at JV level for this year, that is a fair assumption? At PAT level, will not be loss making for you.
So we are making profit, we'll continue to make the profit. But that will be very insignificant profit. As I said, the intention will be to liquidate the inventory and set the plant. The profit we can get next year or maybe later. So that's not an issue. The primary focus is to sell, reach to all the dealers because it's a new country, new dealer base and everything. So focus is not on profit. So you should also not look the profit. Your question is to ask how much money, how much sale you are making, what percentage capacity utilization, what plant is running, what is the inventory level, you know, rather than focusing on profit.
Sure, sir, point taken. So my first question was on sales side only. Got it. So right now it's a fair strategy. I agree with you. Yes, sir. That's it. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Onkar Gugardare from Shree Investments. Please go ahead.
So how much this unification, because of this unification, how much volumes you would have lost, and also by closing down one of the business, approximately how much you would have lost?
Sorry?
So because of unification, we will not be able to quantify that what volumes we have lost. What we are saying is that our main focus was more on strengthening the organization. And for that,
in the process, we could have lost some sales. We cannot deny that, but it is not possible to quantify that because the sales people, dealer are, I mean, they are just having a new thing to them.
Correct.
So all everything is new, so they are
adjustment. Very insignificant figure. We have not lost all our sales as such. Yeah. Hello.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Participants may press star and one to ask questions.
I think there is no question, there is no participant left for the questioning. So can we conclude the conference?
Yes, sir. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ritesh Shah from Investec Capital Services for closing comments.
Thank you all for joining on to the conference call. Ashok Chokshi team, thank you so much for providing us the opportunity to host you. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you for organizing this.
Thank you.
I thank on behalf of all of us. And wish you all a very, very happy Diwali. To all the participants and all of you, wish you a very, very happy Diwali. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Investec Capital Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you. Thank you.